you call a different kind of bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth, a big bag, than 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of steak?
Well, we call it a crocus sack. I think they call it a gunny sack some places, but I've always, and I have handled thousands of them. We used to feed the cattle, you know, and all.
Uh-huh.
Thousands and thousands of them. In fact, I milked the cows in the old, too. We used to have them right up the street. My father lived right up there, you know, and we always had cows, nice cows at home, you know, just for home use.
Uh-huh.
All right, excuse me.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long, about that and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Oh, harmonica.
And what about one that's shaped like that and you put it up to your teeth?
We call it a Jew's harp.
Okay. I've never heard anybody. Can you play one of those?
No. Oh, it's afraid it'd knock my teeth out.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end, one sits on the other.
Seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, a flying jenny.
Did you used to play on one when you were a child?
A little bit. They're quite dangerous. I made one for my two little girls, but they're dangerous. You have to watch them. They hit a child, you know. And all. Whenever I'd have company, I'd always nail them down. So, I mean, if they had a number of children, you know, if two children were playing, who would watch? I'd do that. But if they had several, what? They can be quite dangerous, those things. Hit you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you make it? How's it constructed?
Well, I just made a post and put the post in the ground and had a, like that, and had a long board, and I put a peg in the middle of it, an iron peg, like a big nail, so it just wiggled around and around.
I bet that was fun. I don't know how I missed that when I was
well,
a child.
Well, but as I say, they can be quite dangerous. They're not good for children to have, tell you the truth. Whenever we had a group of children, a birthday party, anything, I'd put two stubs down and nail both ends so that they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Show you a picture of my girls in the other restaurant.
Good,
yeah,
I'd like to see them.
Yes.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that people use to sharpen knives on?
Wet rock.
Now, would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use now or used to use in this area?
Well, they used to have, years ago, they had certain board fences, and then they had paling fences.
Well, now, what were...
And then they had picket fences.
All right, let's see, board, and what
paling?
And
picket fences.
All right, now, what did a board fence look like?
Well, a board fence was with the boards running horizontal, just the posts and boards running horizontal. And then they had, we used to have plenty of them, some of the boards would be up and down sometimes, too.
Okay. So you could, I'm supposed to draw pictures of them. So a board fence could be either
way,
like
either way,
fences?
Yes.
Okay. And now what about a paling fence?
Well, a paling fence, now what would be the difference? I get the idea that the paling would be mostly about 3-inch boards with a space in between them, and they wouldn't exactly be pickets, you know.
Well, what would be the difference between paling and
well,
pickets?
Well, now, pickets, we used to have just a little kind of, seem to me, we had a nice little 1.5 by 1.5 would be pickets here. They were smaller than the paling. That was just my impression.
Okay.
They were smaller than the paling.
Well, now, were pickets pointed on top?
Generally, they were not necessarily too much, but they'd have a small point, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them used to be square. Of course, things like that aren't available anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about rail fences? Were they used?
I remember rail fences, yes.
And how were they constructed?
Well, they were constructed, you had to, you know how they were constructed, which is a little hard to explain. You had to lay the rails like that, and then you'd have to come back at an angle like that.
Oh, so they'd be like...
You could make a straight line, and the line wouldn't be straight. You could carry them on a straight line, but they'd have to be crisscrossed.
So they'd interlock like that?
Yeah, interlock like that, and then you see they'd have to be...
Well, now, did the rail fences have any up and down posts, or were they all horizontal?